Let's get started. We're learning now Siman Gimel, and we're up to Sif Hey in the Mechaber. I wanted to mention two things that we learned last night, but I wanted to clarify a little bit more. Baruch Hashem, I got a little bit more insight. The first one, we mentioned the size of the yarmulke. I mentioned to you a machlokas Rav Moshe and Chazanish and Rav Sternbach. So the Igros Moshe says that it's sufficient that the yarmulke is nicker on the head. It doesn't have to be roof of the head. And the Chazanish and Rav Sternbach, they pass in like Rav Shlomo Kluger, holds it has to be roof of the head. So I saw the tshuva inside of Rav Moshe Sternbach. I felt like it was very insightful and would be worth saying over for the rabbin. Rav Sternbach says that there's two inyanim of a kisui harosh, of having the head covered. Two halachas. One is that there's an iser of gilui harosh, which is a gemara in Kedushin, and is a inyan of chasidus, that a person should be aware of Hashem at all times and have his head covered, and he shouldn't go Dalet Amos without it, which is Asar Midina, and less than that is a Mid of Chassidus. And the Taz says that even less than Dalet Amos for us is Midina, is because of Chukas HaGoyim. And then there's another halacha that a person is not allowed to make a bracha without his head covered, which we learn that from the Shulchan Aruch, it says, and some in Tzadik Allah. So there's three inyanim that there's an iser of having his head uncovered completely, either because of remembering Hashem, or to not look like a goy, or that he shouldn't make a bracha with his head uncovered. And for that, a person could have any kind of a head covering would be enough, even to put his hand on his head. And we mentioned last time that Rav Moshe says that's a raya, that the head covering doesn't have to be roiv of the head, because the hand isn't roiv of the head. So Sternbach says that in Achinam, it's true, that's a very good argument. And for these halachas of a kisui, that the head should not be uncovered, so it's true. A yarmulke that has some sort of a covering is good enough. But Rav Sternbach says that there's another element to a yarmulke, which we also mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah, which we said that even a child who's it seems from the Gemara, is not the derech to cover his head, but there's an inyan that he should have his head covered. Kasi reishe kihechi delevei alach emsa deshamaya, that a person should have their head covered to have yiras shamaya. So the Rav Sternbach says that the head should actually be covered. And that segula, the koyach of a yarmulke that brings a person yiras shamaya, is that they could have the robe of the head or even the whole head covered. And that's the mile. And he brings the many poskim that mention this inyan of having the whole head covered. So Mimela, Rav Sternbach says that the minig of Klai Yisrael to wear a yarmulke is not only because of these halachas of kisui arayish, it's because we want to have yiras shamayim. So he says, Mimela, of that taina, a person should taka have a yarmulke that covers his head well. He says, V'loika oisan shemis tevevin b'kipois ke'ela, Shaparut behen meruba la'oimid. Like, not like the people that go around with such small yarmulkes that the space that's uncovered is more than what's covered. Shabazayin zaykan la'im zedishmai. We don't have this segula of the yarmulke that to be zaykat to yirishamayim. L'chein be'emes, izib behan hagas v'chazanish, so he quotes this chazanish that says it's not enough to be a small head covering. He has to have a roiv of the head should be covered. And even though Rav Moshe asked the kasha from the hand, he tainas that only helps according to the inyan of making a bracha with his head uncovered, or the other inyanim of having his head uncovered. But for Yerushalayim, he has to have rov of his head. Ach, l'minig Klai Yisrael, the minig of Klai Yisrael, shehochem b'kisui arois, that we bedavka cover our heads, mishum imtzei d'shamaya, that we should have Yerushalayim, b'zetar kisui rov arois, then a person needs rov of the arois. Most of the head should be covered, or at least it should be nicker. It should be clear that he has his head covered. There's a covering on his head. Davka l'kol echad sharoya sheish v'reisha kisui. Everybody should see that he's got something on his head. Kamo shenagu avoseinu, like the like the minig avoseinu, he says loy bekipas katana, it's not with small kippas. Shetrichen his takus shekipas in yeshle kippa. You got to look around to see if he's wearing a yarmulke. So it comes out that Tshuva Negos, he says that there's three madregas of a yarmulke. The first madrega, the bare minimum, which is such a small yarmulke that you have to look for it, is not even nicker. So he tines, even though it could be that would help for the other halachas, they shouldn't be like a goy, a chukuseyem, or it shouldn't be a problem of a bracha with his head uncovered, or an isra of going dalet amos with his head uncovered. But for the Indian of Yerushalayim, it should at least be nicker, and really, tightness, it should be robe of the head. And that's one point we wanted to clarify. And the other point I wanted to clarify is that we're speaking about tznias in the basic kisei. So we learned last night that the Mechaber says a person should not be megala more than a tefach from behind, and not more than two tefachim in front. And we explained he shouldn't get his clothes dirty, he shouldn't get himself dirty, his shoes dirty. So that's why Chazal gave this allowance of two tefachim and one tefach. I sort of mentioned it very quickly. I didn't want to go into it, but I didn't exactly understand the metzius of the two tefachim and the one tefach. So Baruch Hashem, I looked today in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, and it was very insightful. He said that the dress of Chazal was very different than our dress, and the toilet of Chazal was very different than our toilet. And to Mimela, the way that they had a basic kisei, I didn't exactly understand what he meant, but somehow they had squatted to use the bathroom, and they had something, it seems, that maybe support their body, but they didn't actually sit down completely. And also they wore robes, their long clothing and the like. So the way that, I still don't understand exactly the two tefachim and one tefach. Well, Kapanim, one thing I understand is that it's different. We wear pants and we sit down in a seat. So he says that there's two main things that are different. One difference, he says, is that for us, it's possible to sit on the toilet and not have his front exposed at all. He can have his pants on his legs, and he can have his shirt pulled down over his pants. And he doesn't have to uncover the front whatsoever. That's one thing. So that's a chomra. For us, it's possible, except for the backside where a person needs to use the toilet. But aside from that, a person doesn't really need to be exposed at all. And he says there's a kula as well. We mentioned, I read it quickly also because I didn't really see how it could apply to us. And Baruch Hashem, I saw, he said it doesn't apply to us, is that it says in Shulchan Aruch that a person has to first sit down and then uncover himself. And the Mishnah Berurah said that he also has to first cover himself and stand up. Which, obviously, a person who's sitting on a seat, it's not so practical for him to be sitting on a seat and then uncover himself. So you understand, because they were squatting, they weren't really sitting on anything, so then Mimela, they could first sit and then sit. Yeah, so if that's the way that the seat is, it's not a seat sitting on. So he says, for us, I wish it was a kula, that a person may unclothe himself and then sit down. He just says that, obviously, as much as a person could be tenua, so then the better, so to minimize how long a person is exposed, as close to when he's sitting down as possible. But al kapanim, that a person should have to first sit down and then uncover themselves, he says that's not nogea for our usage of the bathroom. Okay, terrific. Let's go further now. We're in Sif Hei. We said that we're still discussing this halacha of using the bathroom. And now we're going to discuss an interesting halacha, which is Nogea, the next three Sif'im, which is which direction a person is facing. We're going to see if a person is outside or in an enclosed area with mechitzas. We're going to talk about sleeping, which way to turn the beds. And we're going to speak about if a person is making katanim, which all of these things have different directions and which way a person is supposed to be facing. Let's see. Sif Hei. Im nifne b'mokom magula. If a person is relieving himself, he's making a bowel movement in a mokom magula, she'ein boi mechitzai, that there are no mechitzas. And we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, the sheet of the Mechaber is that there's davkin is if there are no mechitzas whatsoever, even if he's in a chatzer, a very large area, but if it's enclosed, so then there's no iser, it's not called a makam magula. But if it's a makam magula, it's an open area, he's in a field or the like, yichavein, shiyu panav daroim v'achrev l'tzafin. He should direct himself that his face should be towards the south, and his backside should be towards the north. So that's the main direction, or ifcha, or the opposite, that his facing the north and his back is to the south. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah that he paskins that he should be not ibcha, only facing the south and back to the north. Okay, so if a person is ever, I don't know, camping or something, they're in an open area and they're using the restroom, that they have to remember in Siman Gimel and Sifei that they learned that you should be facing south and not north. So if we have mechitzos, then we'll see the halacha is different. But we're talking about an open area, so then there's no constructed toilet. You're just going to find your place that you're comfortable. So then you may love that you should direct yourself towards the south with your back to the north. Aval bein mizrach l'mayrav aser, but from east to west in either direction is aser. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah the reason why. V'lahatal mayim b'chol inyan shari, and then for making katanim in any direction is permitted. We'll see more details of that in Siv Zayin. Let's see now the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Zayin. Megula, we're in an open area, aval b'chatzer, but if he's in a chatzer, which is an enclosed area, a courtyard, so it has walls all around, it's just a big space. B'chol inyan shari is permitted. Kinkatz of a Beit Yosef v'al Magen Avram. The Beit Yosef and the Magen Avram, they hold that as long as there are mechitzas, even if the area that's enclosed is a large area and it's under the sky, it's not considered to be a makom megula, and therefore he does not have to be concerned about which direction he's facing. And then the kosher came our bathrooms where they're mamish enclosed. But this is going to be a machlokas, this case of the chatzer. Aval hataz, hiskim im Maria Buav, the taz agrees with the Maria Buav. This, the Beit Yosef brought the Maria Buav and disagreed with him, so no, the taz also agrees with the Maria Buav, not like the Beit Yosef. De b'chatzer gam kein aser be'emtza chatzer, Bain Mizrach L'mayrav, that in a chatzer, a very open area, even if there are walls, but since he's nowhere near the wall, so that's also considered exposed, and therefore he should not direct himself between the Mizrach and the Mayrav, between east and west. The Haloi Megulahu, because he is exposed, Lois Amakam, where he is sitting. Im Loisha Makarav Azmir L'tzad Echad Me'ekselen, unless he puts himself, situates himself near one of the walls. The kinkas of a drish of a shayach reinim, so that seems to be the conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah, is that a person should situate himself next to a wall, and it's not enough to be in an enclosed area that's very open, a very wide space. He has to sort of situate himself next to at least one wall. Let's see the next Mishnah Berurah. We'll see the details about that. Chav she'ein boi mechitzos, there are no mechitzos whatsoever. Al im yesh boi mechitzos, if there are mechitzos, if there are walls, so certainly our bathroom's in the house, you don't have to concern about which direction it is. But even if there's just a wall, even one wall, vilu rak mechitza achas l'tzad mayrav, if there's one wall that's between him and the west, so then he can sit next to that wall. Yeshev b'tzad mechitza b'samuch hatayinu al kapanim b'seif talad amas, he should sit within talad amas of that wall, v'achayrav l'mayrav klapei mechitza, and then he could have his backside to the wall, which is in the west, and he'll be nif nisham, and he'll do what he needs to do there. V'keini mekaisel b'mizrach, or the other way, if the kaisel is in the mizrach, yoyshev b'samuchla, he'll sit next to the wall, v'achar b'mizrach, and he'll put his back to the mizrach, which means it ends up he'll be facing the mayrav. So yesh machmirim b'zeh, there are machmirim about that, mipnei shepiruay shelafana v'letzad mayrav, that again, we said in the time of Chazal, they had to uncover themselves in the front and the back, so now it comes out that he's uncovered in the front towards the west, and that's Aser v'ashchina b'mayrav. So he gave us a glimpse, we'll see soon, the reason why he's not allowed to uncover himself towards the west is the Shechina is in the west, and therefore that's a problem in this situation where his back is to the wall behind him from the east, so that's good, the wall is blocking the east side. But the problem is that his front is facing the west, and he's exposed over there. So if it's possible, it would be better to be machmir. So in other words, he's saying if there's one wall, so if the wall is in the west, then he can put his back to the west, and it doesn't bother us somehow that the front is exposed to the east, because the east is not as strict as the west. But the other way, if his back is to a wall on the east, and he has his front facing the west, that's not so pashtet, and it would be better, it would be preferable not to face that way if possible. Because of a prima gadim, the in shiur, the goiva mechitza, there's no shiur here, it's not like a halacha of mechitza, zine ten tefachim, rak kol she'ein pirui magula all day zeshari. As long as he's not exposed to that direction, then it's mutter. The Mechaber mentioned that if there are no mechitzas, so we finished mechitzas. Mechitzas is very positive. If it's all surrounded, then it's very good. If you have one wall, so north and south, again, is no problem. The whole question would be only east and west. So if he has a wall in the west, that's fine because his back will be to the west and his front will be to the east. If he has a wall to the east, not so pashut, he'll have his back to the east and his front to the west is not so pashut, so it'd be better to turn himself in one of the directions he could. And if it's a chatzer that has four mechitzas, but it's a very open area, so it's also a machlokas, but it's better to mechaber, the Mishnah Berurah seems to conclude that it's called an open area, so just put himself next to one of the walls and he'll have a halacha of being next to one wall, and that'll be fine. But let's go further. We're back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber is talking about an open area that it's only permitted from north and south. So he said that either way is permitted, either facing the south or facing the north. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down here, that he should not face north. He should only face south. The Tavli Zayabaza, and it's better, if he can, to be careful about that also. So we have to kind of put in our minds, and the reserve banks over there, that if it's ever Nageya, that a person should be sure to face the south side when he's in an open area using the bat. Bain Mizrach Lamayr. Now, what is the reason why there's an Isser between east and west? Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Mishum, Shashchina Shaira B'Mayrav, because the Shechina is in the Mayrav, like the Kodesh Kodashim and the Beis HaMikdash, the Shechina was in the Mayrav, and the Chazal says it's really a whole sugya in the Gemara, but the Rabbi Akiva, which seems to be how we're paskening over here, holds that the Shechina is always in the Mayrav, so therefore there's a certain kavod that we have to give to the west side. Now, let's say he'll face Mayrav, so he's now putting his back to the Mizrach, so that's not a problem, he's putting his back to the east. And we just said the Shechina is in the Mayrav. So the Mishnah Berurah says that since the Shechina is in the Mayrav, so the side opposite the Shechina is the Mizrach, that also has a certain cover that we have to get. The Mizrach Shehu Neged Mayrav, it's the other side, Yesh Legamkin Kedusha. Interesting concept, I don't know if I understand the depth of it, but I'll kupon him. There's a cover that we have to give to the Mayrav, to the west side, because that's where the Shechina is. So Mimela, we don't put our backs there when we use the bathroom. And similarly, the east has a little bit of Kedusha because of the Mayrav. So Mimela, we also don't want to put our backs there if possible. Let's go further. Now we're going to talk about sleeping. We're going to make a mapeka over here. All the people that have their bed situated, ready to change around their furniture. It's Asr to have his bed situated between Mizrach and Mayrav, im ishta imay, if he's with his wife. The Nachlein, that was the Tosfos, and the Shulchan Aruch says in the Beis Yosef that was the Minhag HaOlam, was that only be Machmir when he's with his wife. The Nachlein, the Zayar, afilu kesha'ein ishta imay, he says the Rambam holds that it's always Asr to have his bed situated between east and west, and therefore he should be machmir. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. Nachum Lizayir, it's better to be careful. If you look at Shein Ishaima, even if he's sleeping on his own, he should not have his bed situated between east and west. He should have it between north and south, and the head of the bed should be in the north. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkatan Yud Aleph Bein Mizrach Irak Yichavein Shehei Reisha Shalmit Latzafon Amar Goyisel Adaram. So that seems to be the proper positioning. Alpi Shulchan Aruch is to have the head of the bed to the north and the feet of the bed to the south. And now we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah that this is the Shulchan Aruch, and this is Alpi the Poskim and the Gemara and Brachos. And Rav Menachem Azariah was a Makubal, and he brings from the Zohar Kadosh. The Zohar Kadosh seems to say the opposite, and it's a Machlokas if there's a Machlokas. Machlokas if the Zohar is saying the opposite or not. This Rav Menachem Azariah held that there's a machlokas, and he held to do like the Kabbalah, which then comes out, you should bedavka have the bed between east and west, and not between north and south. And then the Mishnah Berurah is going to conclude that the Vilna Goyin said that there are no spheres between the Zohar and the Shas, and every sphere that everybody says he answered all the kashas. So Al Kapanim, he held this is also no kasha, that there's no sphere, and that we paskin that the bed is between the north and the south, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah says to be careful. We'll see the lashon in a second, and we'll talk about halacha l'maase. But Tshuvas Menachem Azariah pasak k'moshe kasav haZohar, like the Zohar Hakadosh Parsha B'Midbar, like it says in Parshas B'Midbar, Shehei Reisha Amar Gleiseha Shal Hamita Zela Mizrach VeZela Ma'ariv. That no, the bed should be situated between east and west. V'Hiskim Sham Shehei Arosh L'Ma'ariv, and he came to the conclusion that the head should be to the west. And others find that it should be to the east. The other Marishan, his head was in the east, and Gemara and Chagiga told me, Mila, that should be the way. Akapanam, he says it should be east and west, and that the head of the bed should be in the west, and the feet of the bed should be in the east. Ken Kasav Arzat Hakayim, B'Shem Kama Achreinim, and the Malbim also says this, B'Shem Kama Achreinim. So Mimela, there's certainly a strong side to say that in Halakha, because you have this, the Makobul of Menachem Azariah that the Magen Avraham, he brings Keseder, and then the Malbim also was maskim to that, B'Shem Kama Achreinim. So definitely a place in Halakha. Mikol Makom, Toiv Yoyser L'chadchila Linoi K'Shulchan Aruch, to be noyek like the Shulchan Aruch, ki b'tshuvas binyan shal simcha kasa b'shem agro, sh'amar sh'gam kavanas ha-zayar hu ka-gemara. That the kavanah of the zayar is also like our gemara, v'loy kapir sh'arama hana, and not like the rama. So if you look at the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, you see, he says, it's toiv yaiser l'chadchila to do like the Shulchan Aruch. In other words, we have, it sounds like, two choices over here, that the bed could be either between the north and the south, and the head of the bed is in the north, or between the east and the west, and the head of the bed is in the west. And the Shulchan Aruch says between north and south, and the Harav Menachem Azariah says between east and west. And the Mishnah Berurah, since the Gra held that there's no stira, we should do between east, between north and south. But if that's Toiv Yoyser, it's better. But you have also the other way as well between east and west. Now we're all going to go home and check to make sure our furniture is facing the right directions, I imagine. So, Al-Kopanim, you have, do the best you can with the situation that you have. Head to the west. Oh, great. So you have, now you're doing like the Kabbalah. Terrific. So, Al-Kopanim, those are the constraints that we have. If you have an east and west situation, Lachari should try to make it like the Kabbalah, and if you have a north south situation, they try to make it like the Vilna thing. Yeah. There's also an Indian asking if there's an Indian that the head shouldn't be facing the door. That's because it's a different because Kever Kedisha takes a person, a mess, out of the room, Bar Minan, so they take them out with the head first. So we shouldn't have, like that, the head to the door. I think it means directly across from the door. Sifkat and Yedbeit. So the Shulchan Aruch said that first, he said that the halacha is dafka when he's with his wife, and then that it's nachlan, it's proper, even when he's not sleeping with his wife, that he should also have his bed in the correct direction. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Yudbeis. Afilu kesha'ein, ayin ba'artas ha'chayim, that the v'zeh ein l'hachmer rak b'shoichev arum, that this whole iser, that he has to be machmer, is dafka if he's sleeping without clothes on. And if there's no mechita around the mita. He says really an amazing thing. The Malbim says like this, that the Tosfos understood that the problem is davko ishtai imoi, because the Shechina is there with the husband and wife. So Mimela, since the Shechina is there, he has to make sure that he does things in the right seder to have kavod for the Shechina. So he has to be either between north and south. That's the proper kavod for the Shechina, or maybe I'll pick Kabbalah the other way. But I'll kopanim, there has to be kavod for the Shechina that's with a man and wife who are together. For a child, it wouldn't matter. That's a great hara, yes. According to that, according to Tosfos, you don't have to worry about your children's room, it's only your own bedroom. And now, the Rambam says that there's, even with his wife not with him, so the Malbim started scratching his head. So what's the problem then? If we learn by the bathroom that if there are mechitzas, that there's no problem. There's no problem of Shechina. So, because you have mechitzas that block, right? We said if there's a wall between the Ma'ariv and him, he's okay. So what's the problem over here? So he says it has to be that the problem is if he's sleeping undressed, so then that's not a covered for the Shekhinah. If he's facing the Shekhinah and he's undressed and he's gonna come uncovered or something in the middle of the night, that would be the problem. So says the Malbim, if he's sleeping with his clothes on, or if there's a mechitza, so even if he doesn't have his clothes on, but there's a mechitza around the bed, there's a canopy or something around the bed, so then it would be no problem, because that would take care of the issue of being exposed and not giving proper cover to the Shekhinah. So that's what the Malbim says. So for us, Mimela, we don't really have this home of the Rambam. We sleep with pajamas, we sleep with clothes on, and so Mimela, we only have the problem of Ishto Imoy, so that means in a children's room there's no problem, and then for the man and wife, so then you have to have the setup proper for when it's no gate. Let's see the Sif, next Sif. Sif Zan. Hamatel Mayim in a Tzayfim v'lefnim. This is a quote from a Rambam, which I'm not exactly sure why the Mechaber brings it down, because it's really only Nogeh when the Beis HaMikdash is Kayim, Shivana, Demir, of Yamenu. But he says, Hamatel Mayim in a Tzayfim v'lefnim. If a person is in the area that you could see the Beis HaMikdash, I mean a Tzayfim. Tzayfim means to see. And within that place, I guess there's a place that is like a, from there you can see the Beis HaMikdash, so anywhere from that place and in, if he's matal maim, if he's making katanim, so let's just skip for a second, lo yeshev, he should not sit upon of klape akodesh, he shouldn't face the Beis HaMikdash, he shouldn't make his katanim towards the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah Berurah corrects the lashon of here. Even the Mechaber says Yeshev, he should face the Beis HaMikdash, but the Mishnah Berurah says it should say Loi. And let's just go back for a minute. Seifim, the Ramah here adds in Pirish Makom Shicholim Lirois Misham Harabayis. Like we said, that's from there you can see the Beis HaMikdash. Misham Vahala Ein Yicholim Lirois, and from there and out you wouldn't be able to see the Beis HaMikdash anymore. So that's why it's called Seifim. You see from there. Okay, so the Mechaber said we shouldn't make katanim towards the Beis HaMikdash. That's the kitzur of the halacha. Ella letafon ledarim or yisale kakodesh letzedadim. Either north and south, or he should put the kodesh, the Beis HaMikdash, to his side. So he shouldn't be towards the Beis HaMikdash. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah now. So katan yud gimel lo yeshev upanav kein tarav loyma. You have to say lo yeshev. He should not make himself face the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Taz and Sharakrinim, Yudalad, Elul Atafling, he should make himself towards the north or the south or not away, because away from the Beis HaMikdash, the north and south. Uadin im Acharav Klape HaKoidish, the same Alaka, if he's facing the Beis HaMikdash, Shari Batalas Miraglayim for Katanim, because he doesn't have to uncover himself at all. He's going away from the Beis HaMikdash, there's no problem. Vayin Bebir Agra, Shehizkim Dafilu Minat Tzayfim, even if he is away from the tzayfim, he's outside of that area. V'lachut im panav kape akodesh aser b'hatalas miraglayim. If he's facing towards the Beis HaMikdash, then it's going to be aser to make katanim, which would mean for us, even though we're outside of the tzayfim, we should also not face towards the Beis HaMikdash. Which means we shouldn't make katanim outside to the east. I just copped now why the Mechaber brought down this din. And the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber time is that the Torah left out this halacha because the Torah wanted to imply that you can make it down in any direction you want. And the Beis Yosef time is that the Torah should have at least mentioned that this halacha, that there is an Isser towards the Beis HaMikdash, and then we would have understood from that the halakha is that everywhere else is permitted. So that's the kavanah of the Mechaber. He means to say that the only time it would be us, there's restrictions, which direction a person makes katanim is in the direction of the Beis HaMikdash. And mimela, we should learn from there that every other direction is mutter. And if you'll notice in Sif Hei, at the end of there, the Ramah added in, Ulahatol Mayim b'chol inyan shari. So the Ramah Lachar also understood the same halakha, that in all directions is mutter, and he only wanted, so say he made it clear. The Mechaber left it up to our Bina Yaseira, but of course that's the Kavanah of the Mechaber, is that the only restriction of Katanim is in the site of the Beis HaMikdash, towards the Beis HaMikdash. And now the Gra is disagreeing with that. The Gra is saying even if the Beis HaMikdash is out of sight, it's also going to be usur in the direction of the Beis HaMikdash. Period. Also, now we're going to talk about something that maybe is more nogeya to us, a Beis HaMidrash, that also is a Mikdash Ma'at. So there's halachas where a person can't just make ketanim in the direction of the Beis HaMidrash or a shul. Also, lamait lefanais lehedja negem Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMidrash. It's also for a person to stand in the direct line of a Beis HaKnesses or a Beis HaMidrash to make ketanim or gedolim lefanas lecharmin gedolim. Deloyehe miklal mi shenemar aleihem b'achareihem el heichal Hashem. You shouldn't be included in these people that the pasuk says about them. They turn their back to the heichal Hashem, to the sanctuary of Hashem. So this is also a sanctuary of Hashem. And mimeila, it's not nice that he should relieve himself with his back to the Beis HaMidrash or the Beis HaKnesses. Mekein lo yaza Beis HaKisei mechuvan kenegan Beis HaKnesses. Also, you shouldn't make a Beis HaKisei that's in the direction of a Beis HaKnesses or a Beis HaMidrash or a Beis HaMidrash. Shloya hapi atabas megula negdan, that he shouldn't put his backside to the shul, the Beis HaMidrash. Now l'chayra, again, this means without mechitzah. He's going to say in a minute. This is without mechitzah. So l'chayra, we're talking about an outside restroom, something that l'chayra is not so negeya for us. But that's the halacha. A person shouldn't be relieving himself in the direction of a shul. V'im b'ayne kaisel b'emsa, if there's a wall in between, v'havsek b'ayne mechitzes b'ayne sakisei, the b'ayne sakinetzes, v'chayra ein l'achmer, then there's no need to be machmer, v'ayne bar tzatzachay. So obviously the way that we make our buildings today, that we have a b'ayne sakisei that has walls between the b'ayne sakisei and the b'ayne midrash is no problem in terms of this halacha. Let's go further. Sifchat. Kishenifne besada, if a person is relieving himself in a sada, imu achrei agadar, if he's behind the wall, yifne miyad. He's allowed to be nifne miyad, he's allowed to relieve himself right away. And the ikar kavana over here is that a person doesn't have to concern himself even though people hear him or they know he's there because he's just on the other side of the wall. That's not a chisaron of tzniut. Bika, if he's in a bika, means there are no walls at all, and he's in an open area, so then people could see him. So now the tznius dictates that a person should be so far away that even if they see there's a person there, and maybe they realize what he's doing, but they don't see his body that's uncovered. So mimela, that's how far he has to go away. Bika yisrachik ad makom shloyuchal chaver liroit. Pirui means his exposed, uncovered body. So that's how far he has to go. So we have here that if there's a wall, so then it's enough to just be on the other side of the wall, even though people realize what he's doing and they hear him, that's no problem. If there's no wall, then he has to be far enough away that people, even if they could see him, but they wouldn't see his uncovered body. Sifkat and Tetzav, Yifne Miyad. You're asking if it's nighttime, it has to be far away. I'm pretty sure I remember the Mishpura talking about it, so let's hold off on that. Yifne miyad, a person should relieve himself right away. If there's a wall, daha in chaveir roya es pirui, that the person doesn't see him uncovered because of the wall, so that's no problem. Bekein b'chatzer, achrei kaisel abayis, it's the same thing if he's in a chatzer, if he's in a courtyard that's surrounded, is also no problem in terms of the tzniut. So our bathrooms are constructed with stalls, and even though a person could be next to somebody else, and he hears him, v'afal pisha chaveri shameya kol itushoy, he hears him passing gas, shalamata, ein b'kakum, that's no problem, shalahashmaz kol itush shalamata, ein boy iser. That's not an iser mishum tzniyus. It means that's not a chisar on the fact that the person hears him relieving himself. People normally embarrass about such a thing. It is a cherpa for us, but okay, what can we do? We're humans. That's what we said last night, that a person, when he goes to the bathroom, he has to remind himself that the re'ei derechecha kabehema, it's a humbling experience. So that, and again, I mean, we feel embarrassed about such a thing, but that's not a concern of sneeze. If it doesn't bother him. If it does bother him, maybe he should find a more private place to use the bathroom. But that's not a chisaron of tznius. Sivkat and Tazayin, Pirua, he shouldn't, if he's in an open area, there's no wall, so then he has to go far away that he shouldn't see him unclothed. Rasalom or Giluyoy, the taich of Pirua is Giluyoy, the uncovered area. Masha Magula, Mibasara, the part of his body that's uncovered. Milafanov, Milarkov, like we learned before, that certain parts of a person is uncovered at 2 tefachim in the front or 1 tefach in the back, according to the Chazal. So Mimela, that part should be it should be far enough away that the person won't see that. Vavel Pisha Roya as Gufoy, even though the person he could still see him, he knows he's there. Vishoimeya Kol Ito Shalay. And even if he could hear him and he knows what he's doing, Vavel Pikain that's Shari. Again, we said that's not a chesaron in the Sneas. Here the Iker chesaron of Sneas would be if he could see the part that's exposed. Okay, so he didn't talk about nighttime. I don't know what to tell you. But you know, I'll try to look it up. It's Belila. Yeah. In Sif Yud Beis, we'll see. In Sif Yud Beis, it says, Yifne B'tzniyaz Belila Kamo B'yam. I thought I remember that. Fine. So you have to be Tznua just like by day, so you have to be by night. Let's go further. Sif Tes. Well, Yeshev B'mehira B'chayzek. A person should not sit down quickly when he has to use the bathroom because that could harm his anus and make... what's it called? Okay, it causes harm to his backside. That he shouldn't do. Also, v'lo yenais lidchak atzma yesimidai. A person shouldn't push too much. Also, could hurt himself. Shalei natek shinei hakarkashta. It shouldn't hurt. Yenatek literally means to pull out the teeth of the karkashta, is the backside, the anus. So it shouldn't cause harm. Huh? Hemorrhoids, that's what I was looking for. Thank you so much. Yeah, so it seems that either sitting down too fast, whether it's a pressure or to push too much, could cause hemorrhoids, could cause bleeding in the backside. So that is a halach in Shulchan Aruch. A person shouldn't hurt himself. So that's the Eitz HaTayva of the Shulchan Aruch. Let's see further. No Mishnah Berurah on this. Yud. Lo yakanach v'yad yamin. A person shouldn't use his right hand to wipe. He has to use his left hand to wipe. Let's see the Mr. Murray of Zion. Biadimin, mi pnei shekosher bat tefillin al zeroya smoli. Because a person uses his right hand to tie his tefillin. So since he uses his right hand to tie in his tefillin, I give the chashiva to the right hand. He shouldn't be using it to wipe himself as well. So terrific. So we're going to say in a second that the person should be careful not to wipe himself with the finger that he wraps the tefillin on as well. But it seems that the maase kshira is done with the right hand, so that pa'ula of kshira, we shouldn't use that hand that we use to tie tefillin, we shouldn't use it to wipe ourselves. The left hand, which is just, is passive, it's not actually doing any action, it's just being wrapped, so then we only have to be careful about the middle finger, which is wrapped with the tefillin. V'oid tamim acherim ayin begemar. There are other reasons for this, but he doesn't bring them down. V'toyv lizayir milakaneyak be'etba ha'imtsayi. Be careful not to wipe with the middle finger on the left hand, shekarek alav ha'ratsua, that he wraps the ratsua on. So there's two things. One, not to wipe with the right hand, and two, not to wipe with the middle finger of the left hand. What about a person who is a lefty? So he's the opposite. He uses his left hand to wrap his tefillin, and he wraps the tefillin around his middle finger, so then it'll be the opposite. Kas v'achreinen, the ituyad, a person who does the opposite, shekol inyan of oisa b'smol, everything he does, he writes, he does malach, he hammers a nail, he does with his left hand, mekaneak b'smol diday, shu yamin koladon. So he uses his left hand, meaning his weak hand, to wipe himself, which is everybody else's right hand. So because he means to use the right hand, to wipe yourself if you're a lefty. V'im kaisev b'smol, ushar ma'isav oisa b'yamin, oilehapech ayin b'alacha. If a person is ambidextrous, or it's not exactly ambidextrous, he's a mix. He does his writing with his left hand, and then all the other things he does with the right hand, so that you have to look in the b'alacha. Let's go further. Sif yud aleph. I see this. Let's stop so we can have time for Mark. Okay.